Democrat Haley Stevens reverses course after previously saying China is not bogeyman. By Jacob Bliss on June 30, 2021. Representative Haley Stevens reversed course on her China stance after Breitbart News reported on her welcoming communist China by disputing claims they are the bogeyman and thinks there is opportunity with him. Despite constant acts of corporate espionage against American companies and the genocide of Uyghur Muslims. Previously, Stevens said in an appearance on Bloomberg Markets, the close she thinks there is export potential to work with China. She even said America can have a presence in the communist country but does not want to dictate the terms of business, even though she is a lawmaker. Ultimately, the congresswoman said she does not understand the reasoning why everyone is painting China as the bogeyman. Because she thinks China has opportunity by using the American free market. Stevens reversed course while on Bloomberg Markets, Balance of Power on Tuesday, saying she's ready to take on China. When the host asked about the bills passed this week to help for research and development to be more competitive to China and mentioning the Endless Frontier Act, Stevens said she feels optimistic about the bills. I also feel optimistic about that. It is time for us to continue to roll up our sleeves and excel as innovators as a global leader, Stevens outlined. We are here and ready to take on China, certainly seeing the ways in which they have been investing at the expense of the American people. Stevens went as far as to say the United States will be holding Communist China accountable, particularly for some of the espionage attempts of American research and the siphoning off of our research dollars. Breitbart News's original reporting showed China having constant acts of corporate espionage against American companies and reports on the genocide of Uyghur Muslims. Despite Stevens, who now appears to now be acting tough on them after Breitbart News broke the story. The report outlined the multiple instances of surges of Chinese espionage against the United States and the reports of the Chinese constantly stealing American intellectual property. However, the officials from China had denied the country's involvement in the country's stealing intellectual property from Americans. Under the Trump administration, a State Department spokesperson was not able to comment on the violations. Despite that, Google CEO Sundar Pichai said in a congressional hearing that multiple Chinese-linked cyber attacks on Google were in the past. In addition to saying, the United States has long said that intellectual property theft has cost the U.S. economy billions of dollars in revenue and thousands of jobs. Furthermore, the report also outlined the Chinese government committing acts of genocide against the Uyghur people. The report even shows the Chinese use them in forced labor for manufacturing, even though Stevens previously had said she considers that the United States should have good business with China. Breitbart News also had an exclusively obtained video showing Stevens hiding in a car on the way into a building for over a minute while refusing to answer questions on the recent revelations that she supports the opportunity China has to offer the United States. She appeared to be headed into a building where her campaign was holding a high dollar, allegedly was charging contributors with a $5,000 price tag to be the chair of the fundraiser, $2,500 to host the event, and $1,000 for a supporter to attend the event.